This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive turnout in Hong Kong to vote Sunday in district elections, seen as a barometer of public support for pro-democracy protests. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Vote counting was overseen by officials. The normally low-key race for what's basically community representatives took on new importance amid the protests that have rocked the semi-autonomous Chinese territory for more than 5 months. Election Commission Chairman Barnabas Funk says 71% of the city's 4.1 million registered voters cast ballots, well exceeding the 47% turnout in the same election 4 years ago. Early returns show pro-democracy candidates taking a significant number of seats. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been released from a hospital. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The Supreme Court says the 86-year-old justice is doing well and has returned to her Washington, D.C. home. Ginsburg spent 2 nights at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, where she was taken Friday after experiencing chills and fever. The court says she received intravenous antibiotics and fluids and that her symptoms abated. Ginsburg has had 4 occurrences of cancer, including 2 in the past year. Still, her absences from the court's public sessions have been rare. She did miss one earlier this month with what the court said was a stomach bug. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Emergency officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 26 people died when an airplane crashed shortly after takeoff Sunday. The 19-seat Dornier 228 aircraft, operated by local company Busy Bee, crashed into a residential area near the Goma airport. Several of the victims were on the ground when the plane came down. Authorities said all 17 passengers died. This is VOA News. Pope Francis is in Japan, where he's calling on all countries to abolish nuclear weapons. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has more.
Rain didn't deter Pope Francis's faithful lining up before dawn to catch a glimpse of him on Sunday. Speaking at Nagasaki's Atomic Bomb Hypocenter Park, ground zero of the bomb drop during World War II that killed 27,000 people, the pontiff sent a strong message to world leaders.
I ask political leaders not to forget that these weapons cannot protect us from current threats to national and international security.
He also called for the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki to be honored as a living memory, as opposed to a, quote, relic of the past.
Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. Police in Iraq say security forces opened fire on protesters in Baghdad and several cities in southern Iraq on Sunday, killing at least 9 people and wounding dozens of others. Anti-government protests erupted in early October and have swollen into the largest demonstrations since the fall of Saddam Hussein in 2003. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched his ruling Conservative manifesto on Sunday, aiming to present the image of sensible spending. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson released his Conservative Party's election manifesto on Sunday, promising to
get Brexit done
by bringing his EU withdrawal deal back to Parliament before Christmas. With less than 3 weeks until Britain's head to the polls, the governing Conservatives are trying to draw a distinction with the opposition Labour Party. It has promised to raise taxes on the rich and businesses to fund an expansion of the state. Johnson instead is promising £23.5 billion of tax cuts and higher spending, including on lowering business rates for retailers and employing another 50,000 nurses. The manifesto says the impact on the government's day-to-day finances would be close to zero.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. In Guinea-Bissau, people are voting for president. Incumbent José Mário Vaz is among the 12 candidates vying to lead the West African country. He's the first democratically elected president in Guinea-Bissau's history to finish his term. He's up for re-election but is facing stiff competition from several opponents. If no candidates receive more than 50% of the vote, another vote will be held next month. More than 3 dozen people are reported dead in a series of security-related incidents in Afghanistan, including a fatal attack on a UN vehicle in the capital, Kabul. Several of the dead are civilians. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.